Hi, this is Floyd Richards. Well, I'm not usually here on Friday, but it's a pleasure to be with you on a Friday afternoon for Mike Lyon. And in to join me in just a moment, I believe, will be a surprise. Bob Ellsworth, you say, huh? Well, he's not sending any record for the dash here, but anyway, we'll be here from now until 2 o'clock. And here he comes. Hey, golly. You're not as fast as you used to be there, buddy.
When you're going through the halls and there are things like doors sticking out, you may never be fast again. Hi.
Hello there. Well, I said we were here from now until 2. I forgot to give the phone numbers, which are most important. 527-4188 in the Hartford area. And in Springfield, New Haven, and Hamden, you may call us here on Mike Lyon with your questions and answers free of charge, toll-free, by asking your operator for Enterprise 98. FOA 2. Right.
Bye.
We have an upside-down one there.
I think we ought to do a little something about the reflexion here.
All right.
I can just...
Well, while we're doing that, why don't you take the honors?
I see it. Right. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I have an answer for the lady who has this garbage can problem, who was on the radio yesterday.
Yes.
And she wants to know how to keep her garbage cans clean. She's tired of carrying them to the driveway. Well, it just so happens that in the TV magazine section of last Saturday's Hartford Times, on page 20, there's a small ad there that tells where she can get these plastic garbage can liners.
I see.
If she's interested. I know I've used them myself, and I find that they're simply great.
Well, then this is the information that was sought, and we've got it now,
right? I'll tell you, it keeps your garbage cans clean,
right.
And you don't have to carry that heavy garbage can out to the curb.
Okay, well...
So if you'll tell her to look on page 20 of last Saturday's TV magazine section of the Hartford Times, I'm sure she'll be very satisfied.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Right, bye-bye. One of those wonderful old gags about wrapping fish in newspapers and all that.
Yeah. I wonder where this lady came from originally. She sounds like...
Fulton Street, New York.
Neighbor of me. Mine. garbage cans. Hello, this is Mike Lyon.
Hello.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I wondered if anyone could tell me if they knew what to give a dog. I have a Cocker Spaniel.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to clip him. But I can clip him just so much, and then he gets kind of restless.
Oh.
And starts nipping and so on.
Yeah.
And I wondered if anyone could tell me what they could give him that would be harmless, but to keep him quieted down until I got through clipping him.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, have you asked a veterinarian yet?
No, I didn't. No, because we do have him clipped by the vets once a year.
Yeah.
But I thought in between times I could do it myself.
Yeah. Well, he might be able to tell you of something that... maybe done to quiet him while you do the clipping job.
Yeah, maybe some kind of a tranquilizer or something.
Well, there are tranquilizers for dogs. Now, I certainly would check with the vet before going into that, but we'll see what we can find out for
you. All right, thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Have everything for dogs these days, right? You know more about these things than I do.
No, I haven't had a doggie in a long while, but they have made some miraculous... progress in miracle drugs for dogs. It's true. They've actually lengthened the life of animals now,
too. They're psychologists.
I asked once a few months ago, Floyd, whether the old ratio of 7 to 1 was still true in the length of years of dogs for one year of human life. I'm not sure whether that's been reduced or not, but their life has been lengthened at any rate. Another call on Mike Lyon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Oh, is this Floyd?
No, this is Bob Ellsworth.
Oh, hi, Bob. I enjoy listening to you. I wish to remain anonymous.
All righty.
I, as a user of a large cosmetic firm, I have discovered in using one of their products that by adding a certain little something to it, that this particular thing comes out much better or it's nicer to use. Now, what I want to know is sort of... I'd like to find out if this is sort of an invention or something that I could write to the company and let them know that this product would be more desirable with this thing added to it. First, what should one do? Write to the company or take it to an attorney? This suggestion to a patent. patent attorney or what have you to, you know, try to get...
That's the magic word. Would you mind if I inserted that just, you know, to keep Mike Lyne where it is and your thoughts on your side? Can we suggest this? See an attorney. That was the key word.
This
is only because we like to remain completely neutral of any professional advice, leaving that to the professionals. Is that okay? Well, I think you'll find the attorney is the secret, the key to the whole thing.
He should be consulted first.
Definitely.
I mean, as a protective measure on my part.
Definitely.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much, Bob.
You're certainly welcome.
Bye-bye.
Nice to talk with you. Bye-bye. Also, it'll keep us away from the attorneys. And right now, we won't need a lawyer to understand the translation of this.
Taste it.
Taste what?
Try not.
The only margarine with the Danish difference.
Try not.
Margarine.
The real test of any margarine comes when you spread it on bread. Spread Try Not margarine and taste the Danish difference. The natural flavor of the only margarine made the Danish way. Try Not is naturally better because it's made without the chemicals and preservatives found in other margarines. And Try Not margarine is never hydrogenated. You get fresher flavor, too, because the Danish way of making margarine calls for nature's finest and freshest ingredients. Make the real taste test of margarine today. Spread Try Not on bread.
The only margarine with the Danish difference.
Try Not.
Margarine.
Thousands of Hartford families are already enjoying the Danish difference of Try Not margarine, the terrific taste that comes from Try Not's exclusive Danish process. Now you try some today.
Our numbers once again here on Mike Lyne, if you have a question or an answer, 527-4188 in the Hartford area, or if you live in Springfield or New Haven or Hamden, you may call us toll-free by asking your operator for Enterprise 9842, as this person has done. Hello?
Hello?
This is Mike Lyne.
Well, this is Dr. Cook in Hamden.
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering if, probably Dave Rubin might be on this afternoon sometime, he'd be listening.
Mm-hmm.
I have two very old chairs that are stenciled, and I want to use some of his cleaning material as he's getting it over the mic line.
Right.
First, and one of that would disturb any of the stenciling.
Oh.
And if he... no doubt sometimes he's on that would answer this, I suppose.
All right, we'll try and keep
him
in mind.
And there's another thing I want to speak about. Here last week we were talking about that game we played with the peg, remember?
Yes.
Anyway, it came to me as I was thinking 65 years ago, at 9 years old, I played that game. I began it anyway, played for many years, the kids up in Vermont.
Right.
And we used to call it mumbly peg. Why they ever got the mumbly from, I don't know, unless some guy did mumble all the time. I don't know. You know how those things are with country boys.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. We'll try and find out an answer to your question.
It's very good need.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, he was going to say mumbly peg, and I often wonder where the mumbly portion of it did originate.
I don't know. And I don't even know how you spell the mumble. Is it mumbly or mumbledy?
Because one of his criminals, his first name is Mumbles.
Is it mumbly?
Mumbly peg? Mumbly peg?
You say mumble D. I don't know. I'm asking.
Very catchy. I don't know. Maybe somebody can give us that information.
We used to call it water polo.
Really?
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Hi. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I have lost a needle in a feather pillow, and I was wondering if anybody has any idea how I could find it. Kind of silly thing to do.
No, it's not silly, and neither is your question here. I was wondering how a magnet would work out.
Well, we were thinking of that, and we don't have one, but we were wondering if there would be anything else outside of the magnet. Just running the magnet over the whole pillow, you mean?
Yeah.
On both sides.
Oh, there's another thing, too. Is there any possible way of getting those feathers out of the pillow?
Well, by opening it up and shaking them out, but who knows where the feathers will go.
Well,
it's hard, I know.
I didn't mean to do it in front of a fan.
I know, I know.
I just thought maybe if you sort of emptied out the feathers onto a screen.
A screen might be good.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Then out would come the, down would come screen, feathers and all or something, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
But that's a possible solution. I thought maybe your pillow zipped, you know, like some of them do.
Oh, no, it's sewn up. But that gives me an idea, emptying it on a screen, sort of sifting it.
Yes, that's
maybe
what I meant.
Maybe a few at a time.
Sifting would be one answer.
Yeah.
Oh, or a magnet would be another. But however, we have some very astute listeners on this line.
Okay, well, if I hear anything, I'd appreciate it.
Right, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Somehow or other, everybody looks at me and laughs because I came up with two solutions.
Sure, you do.
They're not too skilled, but there's a way of going about it.
You get another pillow cover, I suppose.
Why? Well,
then you dump it right in. You dump the needle right in the other one. Then you'd be, well, that's not very good either.
But it was an idea.
Yes, it was. Hello.
Hello.
This is Mike Lyon.
This is Anonymous from Manchester calling.
Yes.
Have you had a recipe request yet today?
No, we haven't.
Well, I wonder if you have a layer cake made with German chocolate rather than the regular chocolate.
Uh-huh.
It's sweet chocolate.
Okay. Layer cake made with German chocolate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
We'll see if we can find one for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye-bye.
That reminds me, there was a cake left here for the testing laboratory yesterday. Well, you weren't supposed to know about it, Bill. That's the idea. It was left here later, see? I shouldn't have mentioned it.
Who saw it? Anybody see it?
Yes, Joe saw it, and Joe put it away.
Joe who? Joe Gooch?
No.
I thought you'd look up over that one.
Our lovely telephone
operator.
And
answerer of calls.
Receptionist of Mike Lyon.
Yes.
So don't go telling him, Joe. Don't tell him where it is.
Watch that. Can I have small pieces of substitute type on
sure
the show?
Sure you can, boy. Here we go, ladies, with another basket of quality food values from our good friend Sickeny Burke, 97 to 99 Ashley Street in Hartford.
Yes, this weekend, make it rib and pork roast. That should read rib end pork roast. Get yours for only 27 cents a pound. Or try lean, center-cut pork chops, only 69 cents a pound.
Whole baby pork roasts, now just 48 cents a pound. Have it cut up into chops or roasts, as you wish. And now for the big Thanksgiving feast coming up.
Yes, sir, it's way best time. And way best turkeys from 18 to 24 pounds, only 39 cents a pound. Or choose fresh Berkshire turkeys. 18 to 24 pounds, only 48 cents a pound.
Mom, stock up now on U.S. number one Maine potatoes. Big 10-pound bag, only 29 cents.
Delicious, vitamin-rich sun-sweet prune juice in two large quart bottles at just 37 cents each.
I think that's just one large quart bottle.
But you can buy two.
Yes, 37 cents for the quart bottle. And top off the turkey with genuine Ocean Spray cranberry sauce. Get two cans for 49 cents.
Remember, you get double world green stamps Wednesday and stamps with every purchase at Sigourney Burke, 97 through 99 Ashley Street in Hartford.
They should never give a native of New Hampshire a combination of words like top off, because I want to say top off.
Well, don't get me started with the dialects. I don't want to add to the thing. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to know the proper way to clean a tent before putting it away for the winter.
A tent?
A tent. A green tent.
A green tent.
Mm-hmm. And I also have a question for Dave Rubin, if he calls in. I have a very nice limed oak table, and it has started to have very tiny cracks going with the grain of the wood.
What kind of table again?
A limed oak.
Limed oak table.
Limed oak, yeah. Right. And it has very small cracks going with the grain of the wood.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to know how to correct it and what I can do to prevent further cracking.
I see.
I would appreciate it if he did call in today, if you would ask him.
Okay.
I enjoy your program very much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is a great question. How do you clean tents? We just roll them up and put them away until the following year when we leave our campsite.
Yeah, but the Quartermaster Corps takes care of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, they probably do something.
The large vacuum cleaner.
Well, we have an engineer in our staff, Ted Brassard, who is quite a tenter.
He's a tent cleaner from way back.
Well, I don't know whether he cleans it or not, but anyway, he's been tenting, and perhaps if he's still around, he can tell us. Unless he's gone out tenting again.
Well, the other part of that question was the lady wants to know how to prevent further cracking in a limed oak table.
Hmm. Well, okay. See if we can find out. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Mike Lyon.
Yes, I know. I'd like to ask about that method of baking the turkey in a paper bag.
Yes.
When you bake the turkey, how would you make gravy from the drippings? If somebody would please answer that.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard Ed Anderson this week. Is he on vacation?
Yes, he is. Both Ed and Bruce Kern are on vacation.
I see.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes. Where does the gravy come from when you're roasting the turkey in the paper bag?
Well, Mike Line's coming from WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut, both AM and FM. And our telephone number is 527-4188 in the Hartford area.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell them the rest, because I...
Oh, all right. In Springfield, New Haven, and Hamden, you may get us toll-free by calling your operator and asking her for Enterprise 9842.
All righty. And I'll take another call right here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm Mrs. Capuccio, a Hartford listener.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have an Italian knitting machine, and the directions are not too clear to understand. And I was wondering if any of your listeners would have one, and if they would, please, you know, the directions or instructions, and would they please give me the directions and instructions on how to run it?
I see.
It's you know what I mean, you can make sweaters and make a lot of different things on them there, and I'd love to get it running.
Okay, we'll find out if anyone along the line knows about this.
I wish you would.
Thank you, ma'am.
Please, and your program is beautiful. I love it.
Thank you very much.
I wish it was on a couple of hours.
Well, we may need a couple of hours to get this answer. Okay.
Thank you, and a nice Thanksgiving to you and all.
Thank you. The same to you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Are these instructions in Italian?
I don't think so, no.
My shoes.
she can't understand the instructions.
Well, somebody may be quite familiar along the line here on Mike Line with this and give us an answer before too long.
I suspect so. I suspect we will get an answer. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
I have a question.
All right.
It may be repetitious because I didn't quite make out what the lady said who called just... a few minutes ago. I have the radio turned down low in the other room so my daughter can hear my voice over the radio.
Okay.
But I wanted to know what the directions were for baking the turkey in the paper bag.
Yes, well, the question was, where do you get the gravy from?
Oh, I say.
Well, I know that you're supposed to use cooking oil and saturate the bag with it and then just put the turkey in it and put it in the oven. But from there, I don't know. We'll see if we can find out more about it for you.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Enjoy your program.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That goes in a pan, by the way. We had this day before yesterday, was it?
What goes in a pan?
Some lady on the line was mentioning. She says, you do put a pan.
Oh, yeah?
With the turkey in the bag and so forth. She said, otherwise the bag would break and the turkey would be all over. And I said, sure, I guess you do put it in a pan.
Oh, and you use the paper bag on Saturday, right?
Yeah, she didn't say that exactly like that, but well, I think,
Yeah,
I'm going to take another call now.
Would you do that?
Well, I think that went over. Good afternoon, Mike Line.
Hi, you got a mess with your turkey, haven't you? You cook that the same as you do with foil. The
uh-huh.
only thing is your cooking time in the paper bag is 15 minutes per
uh-huh.
pound.
I see.
But the last hour, you slit it right by the joint. You know, the thigh joint.
Right.
And you test it there to see if it's done.
Uh-huh.
And that's in a 325 to 350 oven. Your dripping comes from the turkey
uh-huh.
itself. Don't forget to grease the turkey, too.
All right.
You know what I mean? And then...
Well, don't tell me now. Tell the audience, because
well,
I'll never try this.
You men are going to cook it. I mean, I like the new method in foil myself.
Uh-huh.
See, then when you take your... you slit your bag.
Uh-huh.
Remove your bird. And then just tip your bag into your pan.
Right.
And you got your drippings.
I see. In other words, this pan figures right throughout the whole process.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's to catch your dripping because, see, it kind of, it steams it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then your last, whatever time it is, you know, you're going to open your bag.
Right.
Then that allows the steam to escape and your turkey browns. A hint that I just received from the utility company. Put paprika all over the little monster's chest when you grease it. That'll make him browner. The lady with her knitting machine, try one of the arts and crafts department in the big department stores. For your question, the age on a dog, it figures out to 7 years because your first 2 years vary. They do live longer than they used to under certain circumstances. If you don't let Rover roam all over the street and if you watch his feeding.
Yes.
And
what about the ratio, though?
It mounts out to 7 to 1.
Still?
It still is 7 to 1, because when this came up, I called the vet for my little monster, because they figure that a beagle is a puppy past his 8th birthday. Mm-hmm. Normally, they're 6 months to a year. They're then adults.
I see, yeah.
Now, with your keeping your cocker quiet, there is one out now that you don't need a prescription for. They are terrific, but you will have to experiment. Ranks! Mine's pushing the phone. She'll have to experiment with them to see what strength, and depending on how tranquil she wants them.
I see.
Now, I know with mine, it's one, and repeat in 4 hours, another one. Now, that quiets him down, but it doesn't make him dopey. Now,
I see.
Mean, like, if he's going to the vet or when he was in training, because
right,
he got
right.
very upset.
Right.
But more than that, I mean, she'll have to experiment. They are good, and they're not, you know what I mean? They're not expensive, and they're better than the ones you have to have a prescription for.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Many, many thanks.
Okay.
Nice
bye-bye.
Talking. Right, bye-bye.
Well, there's the supply. We have answers that come over here on Mike Line, and that's what's wonderful about the show, because we can get them the same day in many cases, in most cases, and it helps us along here. So don't hesitate on any of our questions, if you have questions of your own, to add to the copper at 527-4188 in Hartford, and for
Springfield,
New Haven, Hamden. You call our enterprise number, which is 9842.
Referring back to the dog, I guess we mentioned it once before, but it's worth mentioning again. You really should see the vet about anything that has to do with medicine or any of these things, just to make sure, because I know you love your dog and you wouldn't want anything to happen to him. Hello? Hello? Hello, this is Mike Line. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Mike Line.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I have a question. And I have a little information for you.
Yes, sir. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from North Wilbraham, Massachusetts, and I'm paying the toll charge.
Well, go right ahead then.
First of all, what is the first letter in the name of your program? I've been listening to you for months, and I still don't know it.
M as in mother.
M as in Mike, okay.
All
Mike
right, Mike.
I figured it might be that.
Uh-huh.
Now, this peg game that you fellas have been talking about for a week seems to have stirred up a lot of interest among the old-timers anyhow. Now, I can give you a bit of information that other part of the country that you haven't heard from, and that's the Maritime Provinces.
Fine.
I grew up there.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of that game was M-U-M-B-L-E-L-Y, Mumbly Peg. We played it exactly as you play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
The object was to make the pig jump in the air and then hit it.
Right.
Now, if you missed the pig completely and it did not jump, it still counted as a strike.
Oh, did you still get three strikes as you do in baseball?
You still got three strikes.
Uh-huh.
If you made the pig jump and you didn't manage to hit it while it was in the air, you had to play the pig from wherever it landed.
Oh, I see.
And it was a game that was restricted to mostly younger boys.
Yes, well, I can
Once
imagine.
They got old enough to play baseball, they put the mumbly peg aside.
I can imagine.
That was the way it was played up in the Maryland provinces, and that's what we called it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
And give us a call again.
Right
on. All righty. Bye-bye. Well, that's nice of him to call all the way from...
Well, one of the boys was just saying here, our directors, that... in his boyhood, it was an application or a variation of the same thing, and they called it Peggy.
We call it Pegball. Now that I realize what it is...
But it must be a derivative of the same thing, or the same game, with just different calling.
And your pronunciation was right, according to this gentleman. Mumbledy Peg. Mumbledy Peg.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad we had that call. This is what happens on Mike Line. Let's see what we've got here. Question or answer on Mike Line. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Mrs. Dolly of West Hartford.
Yes, ma'am. Welcome.
And I, too, have an answer for the lady who wants to make the gravy out of the bag.
Mmm, good.
Now, as I understand it, the bag has a processed lining that holds in all of the juices.
I see.
So after the turkey is removed,
yes,
the grease... or not grease, but gravy. You know, of course, there is some grease to it. It's poured into the dripping pan.
Uh-huh.
And from then on, it's thickened, and the gravy is made from there.
And
a little card comes with this bag, and it says, no guess, no peek, no poke. You leave it in for the prescribed time, something like 20 minutes to a pound, and then when the time is up, just open it, take the gravy out, and there's your turkey all done.
Voila.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is even more information. It's always welcome this time of the year because everybody's starting to
Well, I hope
turkey
I'm not
conscious.
Confusing anyone. There's been so many answers.
No. This was very clear, and for which thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
I know.
That was a nice, concise definition, and it just makes me begin to think, and the mouth begin to water, and
Oh, well. I'm with you, too. Hey, you know that puzzle jackpot is really getting into the big money league in the Hartford Current. Remember your date with the money-paying puzzle in Saturday's Current. Sunday brings you the king-size Current with TV Week. Get it. And get these phone numbers we have here, 527-4188 in the Hartford area. And for New Haven, Hamden, and Springfield, call us toll-free. Ask your operator for Enterprise 9842. Mine? All right. Hello?
Hello.
Yes?
I have a question.
All right, sir.
I'd like to know when is the best time to trim young maple trees.
When is the best time to trim young maple trees?
Right.
All right, we'll ask, and if anyone knows, we'll invite them to call us today.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
And thank you. Yes, bye-bye. When is the best time to trim young maple trees?